Perform only perfect righteous actions, give your mind thoroughly. This is the teaching of Buddha.
So they read English first, then I then lead it. Read the Tibetan, so that you try to mention.
A star, a defective view, a flame of a battle lamp, an illusion, a drop of dew, or a bubble. A dream, a flash of lightning, a cloud, see causative phenomena as such.
So with the meditation one by one, as I explained in the past times. The previous one reveals four noble truths. The Bhajan, do not commit an offense or an unwholesome action, engage in perfect wholesome actions of everyone's mind. This is the teaching of Buddha that reveals, the Abhijitam said that reveals four noble truths: true suffering, true positive suffering, and true cessation of suffering, and true positive. So we don't like suffering, we want happiness. So the here, Buddha's answer, total answer. You can cease the, you can cease all the sufferings of samsara, the true suffering and the true cause of suffering. Because you can be free from all the sufferings. Why? Because you can be free from all the true cause of sufferings. So they are not permanent. They are not independent. You see. Dependent arise, impermanent and dependent arise. And so you can eliminate them. Also, you can achieve, so you can definitely achieve the true cessation of suffering, the ultimate happiness. you can definitely see that. And then that's what, and more reasons is because there's a method to achieve that true path. So you can actualize that. So that's why how most urgently it is to practice, to learn Dharma and to learn Dharma and to practice Dharma. To actualize the path. So the input. Of course, if we, what we like is suffering, samsara. What we do not like is what we do not like is dharma. What we do not like is true cessation of suffering, true path. And what we like is the suffering of samsara, the cause of suffering. In that case, different. What we like is only. What we like is only suffering. We don't like the happiness. That is different. But it's not that. So therefore, no question. Have to practice Dharma. Have to learn Dharma. No question. There's not a path. There's not a way. There's not a way. See, without actualizing true path, there's no way to achieve cessation of the suffering. No way. So the practice of Dharma becomes utmost important in our daily life. Dharma becomes utmost important in our life. More important than the money. The Dharma is more important. Dharma. You're more important than the money. Where does the money come from? Do you know where the money comes from? Where does the money come from? If money came from without cause conditions. If your happiness came from without cause condition, that's different. But it's not that. happiness is a dependent arising. Also, you see, natural impermanence. So the happiness comes from the cause. The happiness comes from virtue. Comes from virtue. Dharma. So the money is a condition. Money is a condition for that. So money is a condition for that. Money is a possible condition for that. But it depends on how you use. Money is a condition for suffering. Condition for suffering. And depends how you use money. So you use for cause of suffering, you use for cause of happiness. You use the money for hell to be born in hell, to experience hell. Money is used to achieve enlightenment. Money is used to create a cause of samsara. Money is used to achieve liberation from samsara. Money is used for happiness. Money is used for problems.
Depending on how one use the money, you see. cause of suffering or cause of happiness. So that, okay. So it meant to be for happiness. It meant to be for happiness. So however, however, the world is you get comfort. The world they come from, you see, come from charity, come from virtue, virtuous action, charity. That dharma, because it came from dharma. So money came from dharma. Money came from the money of the world. Came from dharma. Virtuous action, charity, say making offering to a group of Dharma Sangha or charity to sentient beings, so forth like that. that's an excellent proof. That is working. Excellent proof that now it is working. So yeah, so you see, came from everything. So all the comforters came from comfort. You see, the including money and other things which bring comfort. Things came from money. came from dharma. Came from dharma. Okay, came from dharma. You see, good karma, virtue, virtuous action. So you can see, you see. So therefore, need to create cause. So therefore, you see, without cause, dharma, no money. Without cause, dharma, no money. You see. So I must put it that way. I must present it that way. You see. Without dharma, no money. Yeah. Okay, so how you? That's why. That's what I'm saying. So in our life, you see, that's the most important dharma. That's where we have to think. What we have to, you see, daily life. What we have to. In our mind, what we should have in our mind, in our heart, dharma. So, to purify cause. Or the negative karma's cause, which causes to reborn Lord and to reborn Naraks. So that is the only dharma, nothing else. You can't do that in the factory or in the hospital or by doing operation. You take it out of negative karma by doing operation. You can't do that. By doctors, you ask a doctor, you pay billions of dollars to the doctor and please take out my negative karma. You know, please take out my negative karma. You can ask the doctor, you know, to do operation, you see, take out the negative karma. So, you see, delusions, you see, take out the karma. So, so that's only by practicing dharma, so you can purify it. So, on that, you see, then to not experience the sufferings of, to not experience the Lord's sufferings again, and so only from dharma. You know, abstain from negative karma, so that dharma. So then you see, and to receive higher birth only dharma, only from dharma, higher birth and all the happiness, long life, health, wealth, all the things, you know, power and so forth. All the happiness, future lives has come from dharma. See, only from that. Doesn't come from non-virtue. And then the achieving ultimate happiness for yourself, ultimate happiness, total liberation from oceans of samsara, suffering causes. It's only from dharma. I'm saying. the practicing morality, the, morality, such as the five upasaka vows, or the any number of that, or the ten morality, you know, abstaining from ten and virtue, to those and practicing charity, so forth, and they dedicating the merits to receive the result. You see, so that joined to the result, you know, they say to get happy transmigrated beings rebirth, and then the other well, the support the conditions for comfort and that, you see. then the by training mind, the training in the five path, you see, and then you see you achieve the ultimate happiness, the total liberation from oceans of some sort of suffering causes. And then by training mind, the body, great compassion to all sentient beings, a root bodhicitta, the draw of the mind, the path of enlightenment. Then, then you're able to enter the mind path, exercise the five path simple means they achieve a full enlightenment of sentient beings. Then even the achieving full enlightenment in one lifetime, only by practicing tantra. So that, then only from dharma, on practicing tantra, exercising path, and then to achieve full enlightenment in a brief lifetime of digital time. The quickest to say that comes from practicing dharma, only by practicing the amount of tantra path. So like that, based on the vehicle of the cause, by so the three principal aspects part of enlightenment, then do take back the vehicle of the result, then the two stages, you see. So you actualize sort of that, achieving enlightenment coexist, you know, in a brief lifetime of digital time. So everything, you see, all the happiness come from, all the happiness only come from dharma. Virtue, good karma, dharma. So therefore, in the heart, money, dharma is the most important. So like that, you see. Job and dharma is the most important. The job, you see, job. If there's good karma, you find job. If there's no good karma, good karma. Collected to find job. If there's no good karma collected, no, you can't find job. So even you you got university degree, even though you got university degree, say you studied about economics, how to do business, you know, all the skills and all the things how to do like this. So you see all the you know, all the things how to go about, you see. Anyway, so all the skills, you learn the economics in the university, you have a degree, but you could not find a job for years. You can't find a job. After you got a degree, you can't find a job for years, you see. For years, you can't find a job, you see. So that's because I haven't created the cause, the good karma, to find a job, you see. To fulfill your wishes immediately. So I haven't created that, not powerful enough to get the job, you see. So that so whole life, everything is a whole answer is karma. Everything is karma. You survive not surviving by doing operation. Karma. So they see, everything's the final answer to that. We spend our life talking many other things, you see, without thinking karma. You know, the main answer, you see, without thinking that, you see, the bottom line, you see the karma. Nothing that, all many other, so many other things, you know, billion, zillion things. But however, you see, whether you're going to survive or not, I mean, how the, you know, everything's success. Everything depends on karma. So, so, same. If there's good karma, you know, powerful karma, and then you see, even you don't. So even one doesn't know feng shui, you see, then you see, it works. You know, the house. You know, there, you buy a house in proper place. You buy a house in a proper place. It naturally happens. You buy a house in a proper place. You see, there's no harm or externally or internally. You see, so things happens in the things happens in the right place. So naturally due to power karma. See like that. You see. So the yes, I do have belief in the basic feng shui. You know, they're just basic. There's Tibetan text. In Tibetan, there's a feng shui, you see. I think Lama Desha explained, but I haven't seen that. But I do have a simple text, you know. I don't remember which Lama. But so basically, I think might be from China, I think, my whole thing. yeah, so I think the Mipamba, Jen Mipamba, you know, the great, extremely learned, this great Mipamba, wrote many texts. So I think wrote also feng shui. I haven't seen the text. But I recently at Kapan, somebody sent me, some Tibetan sent me two texts of, in Tibetan texts, you see, Tibetan texts of feng shui. But I didn't get to read, I must say, completely. But the basic descriptions. The basic description of the mountains like that, it says the same, I think, same, you know. So anyway, so the somebody who has created very powerful karma in the past, and it just happens, you see, like that, and then you see, so without any idea of feng shui, like that. So if you don't have good karma, you see, then, create in the past, you know. Oh, then billion, zillion, trillion feng shui is done, you see. Then the text says, then you see, nothing happens for many years, you see. So at least the person pay attention to karma. Collect merit every day as much as possible by studying. By studying Dharma, so such as the, yeah, anyway, the, yeah, by knowing the skillful means of collecting extensive merits, good karma, so by knowing those, by learning those, then you are creating the real cause of success. feng shui as a condition, you see, then can help, you see. On top of that, you know, you make cake and then you have decoration. You know, you make cake and then you make decoration, you see, so like that. So good karma is the basic thing, you see. And then the feng shui is done, then there's also some hope, you see. So that you have a cake, then you decorate with flowers or whatever, you know. So that is it. those who have been great success without knowing feng shui, so you see, without no idea about feng shui at all, and having great success, you see, all the wishes get fulfilled. And that is from good karma. That is so powerful, that quite in the past and that's happening now. Then that's, you see, that is happening, you see. So the, so from that also the good feng shui happens, you see. So and that so same things so same thing also astrologically, you see, doing things in the right time without knowing. So that, you see. This is for ordinary beings, you see, those who hasn't overcome inner four elements and outer four elements, who don't have control power over that. And then you have to learn astrology, those things, you see. But many monasteries, many lamas, they don't follow that astrology. They should do things in the, whenever they feel like to do. You see, many they don't follow, and some follow so that. However, So therefore, preliminary practice, the seven limb practices, unbelievable important, means of collecting unbelievable, see, the extensive merits. So it is explained in the Golden Light Sutra that the prostration, making offering, the compassion, and the rejoicing, and the requesting to stabilize. And turning the Dharma will and dedication. So you see, one by one, greater and greater merit, each one is greater and greater merit, like that, you see, explained in the Golden Light Sutra. In the middle version, it is explained. So these are extremely essential, you see, that's why it comes at the beginning of every actual practice, seven in practice comes, you see. So, collecting sense of medicine, making offering process of the, and so forth, and then purification and dedicating merits, you see. So, seven in practice, it is integrated, it comes in three. Collecting sense of merits, and purification, and dedicating merits, so three things, you see. So, I said that, and then you see, all that special rejoicing. Must do as many as possible, not just one time. So every time when you practice, there's this, you see. So it's not just reciting words. It's the meditation. It's the meditation. So must put an effort into that, you see. As many as possible, by way of prostrating like this, by counting the fingers, you see, 5 to 10 times, or there's 10 fingers, 10 times, or 20 times, 25 times, whatever, as many as possible, you see. That, you see. How's about half one mala or half mala or 21? So, you see, rejoicing your own past spiritual merits, and then rejoicing. And after that, sentient beings, all the number of sentient beings' merits. There's a number of sentient beings in this realm, their merits, you see. Past present merits, probably, but you see. I bring Bodhisattvas again. Bodhisattvas collect, you see, with every action they collect limitless skies of merit, with every action they do. With every breathing out, breathing in, every breathing out, breathing in, you see, it's only for sentient beings, and numberless sentient beings, that includes us, it's for us. So even breathing in and out, so they collect the numberless merits with each time breathing in, breathing out, every action they do, every movement they do, it's collecting numberless merits, you see, even though it's already done, rejoice among the sentient beings, but again, you see, Bodhisattva Buddha is put together, and then you rejoice the third time, you see. So then, as many as possible, so the feeling happiness. your mind feeling happiness, no, rejoicing in that. If your mind doesn't feel happiness, then your rejoicing becomes just words. Just words, you know. So, until you have to feel happiness in your heart. So the Bodhisattva's merit, you know, for them to reach eternal power, achieve enlightenment. And, so it's only for us and things, they collect the merit and they see eternal power, achieve enlightenment, only for us. It's only for us and things, okay? So Buddha's merit is only for us and things. So the choice is so that extremely as many as possible, you see, when you do seven practice, as much as possible. So there's seven practice with many before the actual practice meditation, there's seven practice comes. So, but you see, at least the rejoicing must do something. See, but with this, if you're doing Lama Chapa Guru Puja, or if you're doing the medicine for the practice or something with one practice, then you do this, long, elaborate, long term rejoicing. You see, every practice seven limbs, if you don't have time to that, but with at least one either medicine Buddha practice or Guru Puja or Guru Yoga or something, you see, at least one time, to elaborate, you see, so that, but others, at least maybe rejoice, maybe to liberty, you see. So, anyway, that, and then you see, then no question, then, but. No question, who maintained bodhicitta emptiness, most unbelievable. As made it to one collector. Kange cheme, tanyeji, sangye shinam. 관계 체험에 당내지 상계 식남 미관계 이제 뒤에 강체는 제대로나 부합에 관계 탐호 자지대 관계 탐호 자지대 자주된 셈제는 접어든 집으로 봐 소대 시 so some of us mentioned 보디지다 제네 보디지다 so every time when general 보디지다 this happens they say for the benefit of all my kind mothers and beings, you say, I must say, I'm going to generate bodhicitta. So each time when you think that, that's come from sutra. Lama Tisha quoted to sutra requested by Balchen Shumitole. So the Lama Tisha requested. Quoted to that to say, Ganga Cheme, Tangiti. This Ganga is not Indian River Ganga. Not that long river where the people's bodies abroad put their feet in the water before it's burned. So when they come to wash, men, women, and not that one here. When he talks about benefits of bodhicitta, it's the Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean. This Ganga is because after Pabanga, the Chinyingbo, the great enlightened being Hiruga. So when he was taking teachings on the Bodhicitta from his guru, Thakpa Rinpoche. In Tibet, you see, Thakpo Chambal Hundru, I think Thakpo Chambal Hundru, I think. I think the past life of the Thakpo Rinpoche was in France. His guru explained the Ganga. Ganga means Pacific Ocean, not Indian River Ganga. That is mentioned in the Pabangka's notes. So Ganga Cheme, Tanya, the Pacific, you know the sand grains of the Pacific Ocean. Ganga Cheme, Tanya, so the Buddha's field, Buddha's, you know, Buddha's field, Buddha's field, you see. Buddha's wall, Buddha's field, you see. How many Buddha's field? Equivalent number of the sand grains of the Pacific Ocean. So you see, you have to visualize, you see, I mean, you think the meaning. Buddha's field, Buddha's world, you see. How many? Equivalent number of the sand grains of the Pacific Ocean. Can't imagine. You know? Can't imagine. We get lost. You know? Can't imagine. Equivalent number of the sand grains of the Pacific Ocean. Wow. You know? Beyond our imagination, you see. So, then all those Buddha's field fill up with the gold, diamond, you see, seven precious jewels. Then you offer up to the Buddhas. Then that many, you offer to the Buddhas. You offer one Buddha. Can you imagine the merits? Even say, I mentioned yesterday on the end of our meeting, you see, during the meeting yesterday, Oscar here. So, I bet that, say, because one idea to make to make a large Amitabha Buddha Thangka, very large, say, maybe three story or four story or something like that, is something large, you see, to hang from the roof down, see, from the so during the Buddha's day. During the Buddha's, you know, the special day, those days, you know, if you do one prostration, it becomes 100 million prostration. If you recite one Om Mani Padme Hum, it becomes 100 million Om Mani Padme Hum. And then, you see, if you make over one light, it becomes 100 million light offering. You see, so most humble, the day of booming merits. They say. Anyway, so they see to so that so many sentient beings, you know, purify their mind, collect most unimaginable merits in that day. See to see that by seeing the, you know. Yeah, Buddha's holy body in the form of the metal cloth, you see. So then, you know, if they make prostration offering, whatever, you see, flower, whatever, you see, millions of merits they collect, you know. So they say, what I'm saying. So whatever they do, whatever offering they make, it becomes a 100 million offering of incense, 100 million light offering, 100 million flower offering, 100 million, so all that, you see. And so of course, if they do with bodhicitta, then of course limited scarce merits correct, you see. themselves talking that I'll explain to Esco you know, what Buddha explained, many of you heard already before in the past, but what Buddha explained in the sutra, Shantideva quoted from this sutra in Laptu, you see, the sutra, the mudra, developing the power to worship there, it explained that, that you see, somebody offer 100 devas food and 100 devas dress to the solitary realized arhat. How many solitary realized arhat? Equivalent number of the sand grains of the universe. So that many sand grains, you see. A number of solitary arhatas who has quite unbelievable merits, you see. So, can't imagine the merit what the person who offer 100 divine food means nectar. Devas food means nectar. And 100 devas dress is unbelievable, precious, you know. So that, so even it is mentioned liberation palm in your hand that one devas necklace, you see, like Dr. Sura. A necklace, you see, all the wealth in the human world, in this world is put together, not enough to pay for that, you see. So that dress is unbelievable, so precious. So for how long you offer my offering, you see, 100 eons. 100 eons, not years, eons. So you see, can't imagine the merit. Wow. But to be able to understand that, you see. to get an idea how this is the most unimaginable, you see, the merit of what you achieve, the result of the merit of what you achieve is, you know, Most unbelievable. Then you see, it happened to one poor person, very poor person in India. One poor person, see, with nothing, offered. It's called mentum. So I guess medicine, food or drink, something. See, offered to four sanghas. Offered for sanghas. They are not arhat sanghas, not arhat who has actualized, you know, the from Four Noble Truths, true cessation, suffering, true birth. Not like that, you see. Not arya sangha, but it's ordinary sangha. Oh, you see, not arya sangha, ordinary sangha. So four sanghas, four fully ordained monks. So offered just one time the medicine, food, or drinks, just one time. So then the person died, and then the person was born as a king in India, Kashika, a place called Kashika, and he became the most powerful, wealthy king, you know, in India at that time, you see. Most powerful, wealthy king, next life. So, So you can understand the, from the outline of karma. Karma is definite, experience is a result. So see, definite experience is a result, you see. Whatever negative karma, good karma, definite experience is a result, happiness or suffering, you see. That. Then, next one, you see, so of course, yeah, without meeting obstacles, then definite experience. Then second, but then you have to think about here. You have to think about the second outline, karma. Karma is expandable. So even the cause is very small virtue, very small virtue, but the result is amazing, amazing, amazing. And the cause is very small non-virtue, but the result of suffering is unbelievable, unimaginable, like that. You see, so karma is expandable. We have to understand. We have to understand that. You know. So then we see, even if it's a very small need karma, then you'll be able to renounce, able to let go, able to renounce. Because the result are most unimaginable sufferings. Unbelievable. See? So even small virtue must practice. This is something small, doesn't matter. Must do it. Because the result, you see, happiness, success, amazing. So this person who had nothing offered, only one time, medicine, food or drinks, you see, to fully ordained monk, and then, you see, ordinary sangha, you see, then next life, the person was unbelievable, most powerful, wealthiest, so that, you see. So, karma is expandable, the result, you see. So, it's unimaginable, you see, like that. Something you can't understand, something hard to believe, you see. It has that result. So, you see. So, we have to understand when we create, we have to understand that, you see. When we're helping sentient beings. Help is not only human being, help also, yes, animals and any other sentient beings. Yeah? So anyway, when you practice or create a good karma, it's good to remember that. You see, if it is very small, but virtue, but results are unbelievable. You see, happiness, success, and all that. So anyway, then you see, if the so the karma that is created, and then the result doesn't get lost, definitely experience, and then you see how many billions, zillion, trillion, how many eons go, and result does never get lost. You know, see, no matter how small karma there is, a virtue, non-virtue, but result never get lost. And no matter how many eons it takes time, you see, it will definitely experience. And then the other one is in later, but the karma, what is collected, then you never get karma, what is collected, later, but chimisawa. So it doesn't get lost, you see. The karma, what is collected, doesn't get lost. No matter how, you know, numberless eons, how long it takes time, but you see, never get lost. So you cannot think, this is something very small. Maybe this karma might disappear up sometime, or you know, it may not experience. I don't experience this. Maybe disappear, lost. You know, sometimes you think I shouldn't. Anyway, that no matter how small, no matter how long it takes time to experience result, definitely you see, never get the karma, never get lost. You definitely experience results. So anyway, therefore, thinking that those small examples, you see, a result of unimaginable, wow. So then can't imagine this person who offer jewel, you see, to the arhats. Can imagine the who are free from samsara, can't imagine the merit, wow. Even one jewel, see, can't imagine, and so on. One handful of jewels, you see, offer to the Arhat can imagine the merit. Wow. So, also by material, you see, and value of the material. So now here, a person, you see, offer every day, let's say, 100 deva food, nectar, deva dress, like that for 100 eons, to the soul to realize Arhat, who, how many equal number of the same grains of the universe. Can't imagine. Oh, wow. You know? So, you see, merit, can't imagine that. So now, now somebody, believer or non-believer, who is Buddhist or non-Buddhist, devotion or devotion, however, anybody, you see, anyone, just merely seeing Buddha's holy body in the form of paintings or statue. So this person collects numberless great merit. This person collects numberless great merit. And then compare the person who did every day, there was food, there was dress for 100 eons to the soul to realize I had equal number of the sand grains of the Pacific Ocean. A universe, sand grains of the universe, you see. But this, compared to that one, this one becomes very small. It doesn't become small like the gold or dollar or you see, the property goes up and down. Not that one. Sometimes might get misunderstood. Karma, you see, from good karma result happiness is always same. There's no this is summertime go down, this is winter time go up. There's no such thing. Not at all. You see, so the for example benefits of bodhicitta, you see. What I was trying to explain is always whenever it doesn't depend on season or you see place, some places less, some places more, you know, some places there are holy places where the merit increases, yeah, so see, but the general you see benefit, you see. never go down. See, so what I'm saying is, don't misunderstand that way. Same as a dollar and property and gold, so the going up and down and all that. So same, you know, unbelievable merit itself has always, but somebody seeing Buddha's holy body in form of drawing or form of painting or statue, you see, numberless great merit. Almost unbelievable merit, believer or non-believer. Just merely seeing. So this, all this other one, you see. So one who did all this, there was one, there was food, there was dress, with the offering, all that. See, for 100 years, you see, compared to other one, it's very small. This merit is very small compared to others. Unimaginable. So then you see, so that means this tongue, Amitabha Buddha Tanga. Well, same, all these holy objects, you know, same. See, whenever sentient beings comes here, each Tanga, the Buddha, then the statues. How many sentiments come every day? Every day, weeks, month, every day who come? So collect, you see, from each Buddha statue, from each painting of the Buddha, they collect, from each, by seeing each Buddha statue, each Buddha painting, from each one they collect this much merit, numberless great merit. So means the more you have, you see, unbelievable. Gift to the sentient beings. All this merit you offer, your best gift to the sentient beings. You see, so really most So you can see the benefits of the having temple or having the gomba, you see, having hollow objects. So can you imagine what causes the easiest way to quite made into a city to develop their mind to have realization, and you see, such as compassion, yeah, good devotion, and the renunciation, bodhicitta, right view, see the, and then tantric path. So to develop, to transform their mind in the path to enlightenment, and bring them to enlightenment, you see. So can imagine that, to actualize this path, and to end the samsara, and the oceans of samsara suffering, and the oceans of samsara suffering, you can imagine. So that's where see you are. Yeah. So the center or the people who worked with these, helped the people helped with these to a temple or gomba, the holy objects or these who worked with these. So all these you see conditions. So the unbelievable gift, the sentient beings. You see. Besides yourself, besides all the benefits you get yourself, then you also with what you offer to the sentient beings. The most amazing benefit to the sentient beings. So you see, so that, then you see, Amitabha, the large tanka, you see the, so they say, can imagine the, so large that outside everybody can see, you see. So you see, so best gift unimaginable gift, all this instant this, you know, numberless great merit. And then, you know, that one somebody is of 100 divine nectar and the dress, you know, as well to realize the arhatas, equal number of the sand grains of the universe, as you can imagine. So the so that's very small. So that this one's unbelievable. You see, then, then somebody make offering, light offering, flower offering, incense offering, so forth. To that, now even greater. Numberless greater merit than seeing. Now the merit is double. You see, then what you see, then just merely seeing, you know. The merit is double. So numberless greater merit than before. So the previous one, seeing the, you know, the Buddha Sotapatthana body in form of painting statue is very small compared to, you see, the prostration, mega offering, flower lights, so forth. So, so there's so this so most unbelievable animal benefit to the sentient beings, you see. No question those who are, you know, say providing this or helping this, but those who just, you know, seeing and even hand putting like this prostrate, you see. When you see Buddha, you know, like this person, wow. now you can see the merits. If somebody is seeing, then you put, wow, number is greater merit than seeing. Can you imagine? So personally, even like that, amazing, most amazing. So that you see. So, so you see, unbelievable gift for day, for, and then from that, then they, all their wishes get fulfilled. They what happiness they're looking for, you see, job, whatever, you see, all that things. And not only this life is very short. This life is a hard. This life is very, very short. Very short, you know, like lightning. Like lightning, you know, dark nighttime, dark without foggy, dark and lightning. And then just seeing things clear. Just very short moment, you see, and it's gone. So it's like that. This life is like that. It happened, gone. You see, So with the concept of permanence, we think we live for long, but in reality it's like that, you see. So then you when you know your death, when the death happens, now I'm going to die, you see. Then you come to know this life is like lightning. It happened, it's gone now. It happened, it's gone. So so they say, so then you offer happiness to sentient, happiness to numberless, happiness to sentient beings, happiness to so many sentient beings, happiness in their future lives, good birth and so forth, happiness in all, 100,000 of you see, and the happiness in their future lives, you know, future lives, you see, unbelievable. Then it offers liberation to them, ultimate happiness to the sentient beings, you see, from this. Then full, peerless happiness, full enlightenment, you know, it gives them, you see, they achieve, it causes them to achieve enlightenment, you see. All the sentient beings who come, who see the Buddha, the statue, the Tanga, see, so that, eventually, so they cause them to achieve enlightenment. So anyone who can, we see, so like that, you see. the center, when the people who have that, they say, offering this, you know, offering all this happiness to sentient beings, to enlightenment, to sentient beings. So, to really end the suffering of samsara, which continuation has no beginning, to really end, finish, it caused them that. So this here I am talking this, so this saves time. I spoke now, you know, the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga, there's seven practice and there's offerings, you know. So this is pretty commentary to that, the extensive benefit idea to from the Buddha Sutra, the basic idea of how most unbelievable. You see the benefits of what you get. You see, seeing holy object, and seeing then you see during prostration offering the various offerings, whatever you see like that. even though there are specific benefits, but the background is this. Background is this. Foundation is this. So in our everyday life, even you're not doing sitting and even you're doing some practice, you know, not on that, but just in the daily life, outside, inside, wherever, you know, whenever you see a holy object, you know, statues to escape to, at least you put your palms like this. Prostrate. So can you imagine the benefits? Without mentioning those other benefits, that particular this putting palms together has been, you know, 8 benefits, 10 benefits, without talking that, just the background, you see. Can you imagine? Person who has a faith to Buddha Dharma Sangha, who has faith to Buddha Dharma Sangha. So can you imagine, will do this, you see. Should do this, you see, when you see holy objects. Or even the shop, when you go outside, you see, when you see shop, there are holy objects in the shop. So you go like this. You go inside the shop, you do like this. Every statue, you do like this. Even you're not buying a statue. So go inside, prostrate to every statue of the Buddha, okay? Stupid, every holy object. So you see, you go inside and then I'm prostrating to all the holy objects, the statues, the basic habits. So you look at them, and at the same time, I'm prostrating them. So, you know, just turn around, and you see, and then you come out. don't stay inside the shell. Don't stay inside the shell. Don't stay. Don't go inside the shell first. You don't stay with the statue. You don't need to stay with the statue inside. So, anyway, it's joking. Anyway, so, so you see, or you come back. You know, you come back. You come out. Whoa. You see, you come out. Can you imagine the merits? The second one, you see, great number is greater merit. One prostrate, make offerings, light or flowers, of the see. So here he prostrate, you see. Number is greater merit. And then the previous one, number is greater merit by seeing, you see. Now here, they by doing this, number is greater merit than seeing Buddha, you see. Which you call it number is greater merit. So the double, you see. So that, you see. So you come back with all, you come back all this from each statue, you see, prostrating, or from this is from each one, from each statue, you see, then shop. Okay? So can you, so you go back to home with all those merits. You know? Now, you go back, you say numbers merit correctly by depending from by person to each and every single statue there, stupid, so whatever you say. There, you see. So you go back home with all most unimaginable merits. You can imagine. so that many cause of enlightenment. How many statues there is? That many, if there's 100, there are 100 cause of enlightenment you collect, you see. And you go back home. Then by the way, 100 cause of 100 cause achieving liberation from samsara, 100 cause of all the happiness of the lives. There are no question about this life, you see. So without thinking, you see. not every time, but I try to do when I'm shop, you see, in the shop. So, see, try to. So even His Holiness Dalai Lama, when you see a statue, you know, when people offer a statue or something, you see, it's very high respect to statues, you see. Even enlightened beings, you see, respect, you know, a lot of respect and feelings for object. And us ordinary beings, can you imagine? We don't do that. you're not taking the easiest method to achieve happiness and enlightenment. So you see, we create negative karma and hoping to achieve happiness from that. You know? So happy hoping to fulfill all your wishes, but by creating the karma. So most of us like that, you see. And the person motivation, not dharma, so basically like that it becomes. So anyway, you see, you have to say, I mean, of course, if somebody has realization of refuge, realization of refuge, the refuge realization, of course, there was so much faith. You see, that you would prostrate when, or whenever you see holy objects, you put palms together. Respect, you see. So it depends on, you know, what you have those understanding or not, you see, it depends on that. Understanding of refuge, you see. If there's no understanding of refuge, then you see, we don't respect, then you see, respect doesn't come, even prostration doesn't come. You see, that. So, since I'm talking about this, I mentioned this, you see. So, when you are in the temple, when you go on pilgrimage, you see, I mentioned in the past, yeah. So, you see, you put your hands together, think I'm prostrating to all the, you know, statues, to the scriptures, all the holy objects in this Gomba, okay? So, they think they're all embodiment, to you. You see, Guru is on a Dalai Lama, or you see, everyone hasn't received teaching from his own, you know, see whatever his guru is. They all manifest this form to guide me, to liberate me from lower realms, liberate me from samsara, bring me to enlightenment. They all manifest it. Manifested all these holy objects to me. See, then by thinking that, you put your palms together, then you turn around. You see, because you only motivation to prostrate to all. You turn around. So within that, it doesn't take even a minute. You know, you see. So within that minute, you see, I mean, I don't know, but you see 5 seconds or 10 seconds of people say, how about the people, you see, and you turn around with this person to all, you see, and then you see, same. So if there are billion holy objects, statues, triple scriptures, whatever, you see, how many 100,000 there are, you know, so that, yeah, you collected numberless great merit, then seeing, you see, it was just seeing numberless great merit you collect. But now even double, you see here, prostrating them, you see. So, within a minute, you see, it's unbelievable. So, then you see. So that becomes worthwhile, the pilgrimage, most unbelievable merit, yeah. How much hardship one has bear for pilgrimage, or how much money one spend, all those become nothing. Then what you gain by seeing each holy object, you see, then you see, I think I mentioned in the past also, you see the art book of the Buddhas, you see, art book, you see, many temples, many statues, many stupas, art book. Then as you go through each page, you draw this, you know, same what I mentioned before. Here, same also. You think the same? Then prostrate to each one. You see, your page, then prostrate, then page, prostrate. You see that? So then same numberless great merit collect. It's a holy object. You see there? You know, numberless great merit collect. And then you see, down to the put palms together, prostrate. See. So again, when you finish the book, can imagine. How much? Wow! how much merit you collected, you see. Amazing, amazing. So then, and then you see, then you see, this also, so if I'm explaining now, then I don't have to explain next, afterwards, you see, if it's done. So, yeah, so then you see, So, yeah, there may be explained, it would have explained in the past, I think. But anyway, just in case I forgot or to remind again, however. so the person, you see, or, you know, you see the tanga and you offer the person, you offer one tiny flower or one, you know, one grain, you see. One grain, one tiny rice, or one, you see, seed, you see. One grain, you see, you offer, for example. And then, what benefit did the person get back, you know, who make offer one tiny flower or one grain, you see. So, first of all, numberless great merit, double then seeing Buddha, okay? Seeing the Buddha in the form of a painting or statue, that, double merit. Numberless great merit, double. Numberless greater merit than the one before seeing Buddha in Buddha's holy body in the form of a statue or drawing, says. So see the Bhamic offering, no? So that, first I did that, what the person get, achieve. Then the next, you see, who offered the one grain of flower to that, you see. Then, say, then the happiness, it is mentioned in the text, sutra, the piled flowers, that's meant. So, what the person get back, benefited back to, you see, the happiness, what the person experienced from beginningless rebirth up to now. So that much happiness from beginningless rebirth now, you see. So that is most amazing. So that much happiness to be experienced in the future. The result is that. But this is still temporary happiness. So now on top of that, ultimate happiness. Liberation from oceans of samsara suffering. Liberation, total liberation from oceans of samsara suffering. Oceans of suffering, human beings, oceans of suffering of Sura, Asura, oceans of suffering of the hell beings, Nara beings, hunger ghosts, animals, okay? And intermediate beings. So oceans of suffering of each realm. So you're free forever. So, okay, by seizing the cause, karma, delusion, including the seed of delusion. So that. So you get that. You get that from that. Ultimate happiness. Now, not on that, on top of that, you get peerless happiness, full enlightenment. Peerless happiness, full enlightenment, you achieve that. On top of that. So still, doesn't stop there, the benefit. Then you are, as you have all the qualities you achieved, so then you are able to do perfect work towards sentient beings, towards numberless sentient beings, human realm, Sura, Asura, Nara, hunger ghosts, animals, all that. So every sentiment, perfect work towards them, liberating them from oceans of suffering of each realm. You are able to do that. Then you are able to bring everyone from each realm, numberless sentiment in each realm, you are able to bring them to full enlightenment. Oh, so. Then when every sentient being is brought to enlightenment, then that time, that is the time, then you see, the benefit you offer one tiny flower or one grain, you see, to the statue of the painter of the Buddha, you see, or only that time, then complete the merits. Is it the result of that, you see? Complete that. So the basic, this idea, basic, this is explained there. This last part, after you say, the Nirvana has great Nirvana, you know, lower Nirvana, great Nirvana, you see. So it's up to mention Nirvana, but however, of course, this is a, you see, what, in every single offering, whatever you offer to Buddha, immediately become cause of enlightenment. Even your motivation is non-virtue. If your motivation is totally, if it's anger, or even it is ill will, even it is say, attachment, you know, total black, and the attachment clinging to this life, is your life, you see, this life. Reputations, power, wealth, so forth, you see. Totally, motivation totally black, non-virtue. But you see the action offering become here, because the power of the object then become virtue. Offering become virtue, you know, even cause of enlightenment immediately. So let them see. Therefore it's from beginning of the Lamrim, you can and it's explained. So, yeah, rest is, I mean, that normally explain that, you see. Even though not specified, not said in the words there, but it's understood, you see. Yes. So, even though that's mentioned just in Nirvana, you see, but, that again, so, So related to the Amitabha Dhamma, but it's here, the same thing every day, you know, there are holy objects in the Gomba, in the center, you see. So then you're also in your own house. So see, therefore now you can see importance having holy object at the house, as many as possible. But of course you must respect. And respect, you see. Must respect, otherwise, then it becomes obstacle. If you don't respect, you see, then the negative karma, heavy negative karma, disrespect, creating, then become obstacle for realizations, you see. It obscures the mind, you see. As many as possible, you see, to have a house, and then maybe in bathroom is difficult. Difficult with the smells. Maybe that is difficult. But otherwise, you see, outside, inside, you see, wherever, you see, but respected, you see. It helps the whole family member, children, you see. Every day they see the holy object and they get almost unbelievable, you know, without knowing, they collect all this, merits, so the life becomes so meaningful. Even they don't read Dharma texts or learn Lamrim or practice, even they don't that, but just seeing this whole object makes life amazing. See, so merits is, you know, every time when you open your eye, you see whole object. You see. Every time when you open your eye, you see, you're not sleeping, you know? Almost amazing. So this, you know, how you can help your family members And then not only that, people coming from outside at your house. People come at the center, then all the students, all the organizers, people who met the holy objects, you see, tangas or that, benefactors, so forth, you see, they offer all this most unbelievable benefit. Most unbelievable benefit you offer to sentient beings, similar to how you at your house. When people come from outside, you see, so without knowing, they get all this benefit. You see, whether they are believer or non-believer, but everybody gets this benefit. Then, believer Buddhists, then of course they see respect or put palms like that. Numberless greater merit they collect, you see, than by seeing. So you can imagine. So then, from that, their wishes for happiness can succeed. Okay. Including enlightenment. So then. I don't remember how this came, where this came. Ale. So Jerome is my computer. Where you put information or say, then you can see come up with your answer. Anyway, so like this. So the the next one. So, next verse, so recommended, okay? The others are all in English, so. So the just related to this subject what I mentioned before. So the so in Nepal, one time there was invited his sons to come in Nepal. I think Lumbini, I think. And then mainland China, or I don't know, the government, I think it did not permit. There may be behind the other you know, I don't know exactly, but so prevented his sinners to come. So then the in Nepal, so in Nepal, that his sinners, you know, was rejected, you know, was not allowed to come in Nepal. So that somehow brought a lot of, somehow even that benefited so much in Nepal. Benefited so much in Nepal, even that. Because a lot of, brought a lot of awareness in Nepal. A lot of awareness in Nepal. So the people, see, who is Buddhist, who is not Buddhist, you know, many family members, many people, Buddhist, but not knowing at all Dharma, no idea of Dharma. So a lot of awareness happened. Yeah, and somehow, see, then many people came from very far to Kathmandu to receive teachings from the lamas, from some of the lamas. So I went one time to our center in this Kathmandu, Himalaya Yoga Center. So the people come from very far place in Nepal, some lamas, or some, you know, but some days look very, but they look quite serious, you see. There's some people, it was full. And so I gave this Dharma talk. And, you know, so, I did one time, but I think probably most Chuji Nyima from Ujjain Utugu Monastery, I think it was probably more, and some of the lamas, you see. So anyway, so that somehow that happened, awareness. So much. So, so there, see. So, so we have one incarnate Lama, Kapon, Avatara Lama, see, whose past life was lay, but Tamang Lama, lived in Swaminath, you know, on the top of the mountain, you see. So he had many disciples, and so he's highly devoted. So many tamangs in Kathmandu and other places. So he was recognized by Karmapa, Prabhupada's past Karmapa, when he was in Kathmandu. And that time, I don't know what age, but 6 or 7 years old, I'm sure. But he was able to tell if somebody lost things, and he's able to tell where that material, what that person lost, where it is, you can see, and they found, happened a few times. But then, after some time, he stopped doing that. So anyway, he has been studying Kapan Monastery. He was brought to Kapan by a monk from Swaminath, Second Dojichang's monastery monk. Nepalese monk, you see, brought him to Kapan Monastery to learn philosophy, you see, Buddha teaching. So, so he, he finished studying philosophy. Maybe Vinaya, he studied Madhyamika many years ago, but Vinaya Abhidhamma Kosha, maybe. He finished or studying on the way, I'm not sure. So anyway, the Tamangs, they have high respect, and so he started center in Bauta and the school, and so he's thinking to start hospitals or old folks homes for the, you know, and then he bought cars to help the sick people, you know, to help the poor people, you see, who don't have a car, you know, to bring the hospital, you know, things, social services, you see, like that. And so anyway, the idea is that the lamas, the head of the villages, the lamas, from very far remote areas come to Nepal, then gives sort of guidance, and then, dharma is how to help people. Then they go back and they help the, you know, like that, you see. So anyway, I don't get, doesn't happen to meet him at Kapan, talking about his activities. But Dehradun, when I was taking initiation from his own second instance, this rare initiation that Gelugpa does not announce, since no lamas has complete initiation of this. So we started to receive this from his own Jyotse Tenzin Rinpoche, from his own Sakya Tenzin received this initiation completely, and besides received from Tibet, from his own another guru, see. So Kiti Tenzin Rinpoche was the main lama requested for this initiation. So I already had a connection with the Jyotse Tenzin Rinpoche, so sponsored the initiation. And so at least two times happened. Then Rinpoche said Nepal is very cold, and so he's not very healthy, and so it did not come, so it didn't happen. So then later I requested, and so I said maybe so request, so I request, but I said each year to give 2-3. So Rinpoche is taking very, very old age aspect, so request was accepted, but didn't do immediately, so it passed away after 1 year. So then we requested Jesus, like it's Tenzin. So during that time, he was there to the Incan Lama, after Lama, he was there. So we talked, there, so staying at some place. So at some evening during protector prayers, so at some talk, discussion, so we see. So about his the activity in spreading Dharma in the Nepal. So I was saying that to spread Dharma, from the four traditions, Tibetan Mahayana Buddhism, Nyingma Sajja Gaju, Nyingma Gaju Sajja Gelu. So Nyingma mostly is what it was spread. Is totally different from India. India, before when His Holiness came and the Saragat and even those monasteries, the monks, not all the monks, but the, many monks could unable to escape, you see. But those who were able to come and on the Gaju Nyingma Sanjaya, you see. So during that time, 1959, There was no one single Mahayana monastery, not even one single monastery, not even one Theravada monastery, not even one Theravada monastery that has all those, you know, those philosophies, you know, Hinayana texts, you see, those philosophies, you see, Abhidhamma Kosha, so forth, you see, this Vinaya, you know, there's so much to study. There is not even one monastery Theravada, you see, Hinayana, in India. Completely degenerated. There was only 2-3 professors. There was only very few professors who studied Buddhist philosophy. That's it. So India is completely degenerated. So if the Tibetan people, so the Buddhism which came from India, Lama Dicha, Dhamma Rakita, you know, translated in Sanskrit, into Pali, brought in Tibet, spread. And the Tibetan people, see, they practiced, studied extensively the extensive philosophy of Buddhism, you see, Sutta Tantra, and then you see, so many monasteries went to the mountains to meditate, exercise part, you know. So many become Bodhisattva Buddha, and so the whole place so much blessed with Dharma and made the whole land. So many Bodhisattvas, great works happened. So because of that, you know, so many in 100,000 years. Wow. So because of that, not everybody came, but some who were able to fled with his mainly, as soon as they would come, then others would say. also built monasteries in Nepal, India, then educated many, many thousands of monks. So because of that, then able to spread Buddha Dharma in the rest of the world. Spread Buddha Dharma in the rest of the world, and even the Western world, which has been dark without light of Dharma, dark from the very beginning. So now being able to bring light of Dharma in the rest of the world. So this, mainly because His Holiness Dalai Lama is existing this world and able to out of Tibet, you see, they suppose that. And, so then many qualified teachers produced from these monasteries were due to extensive study of Dharma. So, like here you have Geshe Chunyi, like that, you see, the rest of the world. So even the APMD Center itself, we have 40 resident teachers, you know, mostly from Sera, and then from other colleges as well. Since some from Gabon, so like that. So just even the APMT like that. Then there's other, of course, other Buddhist organizations, of course, from, you know, Tibetan Buddhist Center, you see. So it was just the APMT, more than 40 resident teachers, you see. So this world will bring the light of Dharma. So, you see, give an opportunity to sentient beings to turn their life towards enlightenment, you know, opportunity to achieve enlightenment, see, which gives the opportunity. So anyway, what I'm saying, I'm lost. Huh? As soon as going to where? Rimbini. Oh, that's right. So, Nick, very sadly expressed. So you're right. Thank you very much. So, so I was telling him that, you know, good. But Nepal, very different. Or you see what Buddhism spread most is Myanmar. You see, because Tibet is the first Myanmar, didn't it? Myanmar got you Sajagil, you see. So the because of that, Nepal is very different from India. So they mostly it was spread Nyingma, you see, like that. And then, now that's got you Satya. So the Gelu is Satya and Gelu is a little. So like that, you see. So so I was telling him that spread Dharma in Nepal. That, you know, all the four traditions, you know, invite different teachers from different, you know, so the everybody generated faith to all the Nyingma, all the people in Nepal, remote people, see, everybody had faith to all the four traditions, not only Nyingma, then they kind of reject, you know, kind of things saying bad to others, not that, you see, so make this. Everybody get faith. Everybody have faith to all the four traditions, you see. So make like that. So inviting different teachers from the, so you see, different part of Nepal. So anyway, then many parts of Nepal, there's nothing. People are so poor, unbelievably poor. And there was one, I don't know, I forgot the name. There's huge, was it million, huge number. they became Hindu because the Nepalese king who was killed, his father's father, made them to become Hindu. So then. one man from Darjeeling, near, who was near, a high rank in the government, and so he called the man, told him story, and said, told him everybody should become Buddhist because originally you are Buddhist. So they all accepted to be Buddhist, and so anyway, those places, many places, so poor, they are so poor, and then they have no Buddhist, but no temple. No stupa, no holy object. And if there's somebody, you know, person who teaches Dharma, even they invite it, but there's no place to gather. No place to gather. You see, there's no house to gather to receive teaching. So very, very happy. Most urgent nature, so we help them, so offered donation of $100,000 to him to build temples in those places, remote areas, build temple and the Chulung Jusum Dharmakaya, somebody can the Manakaya statues, Amitabha, Pema Sambhava, Genesis, you see, then Thousand Nam Genesis for Nyungnes, and then Shatyamuni Buddha, of course, founder of Dharma. Then build many stupas so that the young people, so the people they can, even they don't know much, but they can, by second bleeding, by make offering prostitution, they, it's like unbelievable merits, and then their life can change. And so even this life can change, you see, have a sort of easier life, you know, not so hard, you know, to not have unbelievable different life. And however, bring them to enlightenment as quick as possible. So, he has organization, but so anyway, we talked recently to Gabon, and so Gabon, Stubbs has a great experience building the monasteries or the holy objects, stupas, so forth. So, then they go there, he chooses the places in Nepal, and they go there to, they go there to help. They go there to build, actually, plan. So money goes straight to help the people. So it doesn't have to worry about. Money spent between them, the people don't get, anyway, this is so they help the people, spreading Dharma in Nepal. That's another thing. This difficult time, so they just say, I talked about benefits. So then it's just the same, same news, to connect with that. So they, to have them holy objects. And they, when somebody comes to this Dharma, the temple where they can gather to receive teachings. And other times, they can do the practice and, to collect unbelievable merits. So I'm very happy to help the people. Then we do this. let's finish this last prayer. So you did the English, so to maintain this, but thinking. this one thinks my mouth is somewhere here. So it always goes the other side. Maybe I did have mouth at the other side. So the phenomena, general culture phenomena, but particularly concerns your life. Your life, you see. I guess the body and so, and then possessions, and then family members, friends, enemies, dangers. Okay, so these particular objects of attachment and anger. So, so, so. So these things, yeah. So by focus on that, then meant use these words to mention that, okay? So that. So I think I was going to do Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga and then I'm but that was something of time, so sorry. That's not part of the teaching. You might think that is part of the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga teachings. No, I'm joking. Anyway, so so yeah, I think maybe short mandala.
Sanje, Jodan, Zodje, Jodan, 三界就当作月中老老掌上不同的人大概出现几月从南地到了边界三天之后 三界就当作的中文化将中不同的年就是这样的这些级别中文的到了本届三界中文化三界就当作的中文化将中不同的年就是这样大概这些级别中文的 到了平时上街很多<咳><咳>
这边就是云天的就三边的就不好，这边的老师都得经过吧也，这边老百姓家现在中学也明白，我们把他们来把他们来，这边是年纪，准备现在准备进门，老多老多这边是哪个学期？去年什么时候去？看这今年六岁不见，那边对这当你们不也那个三八七八也没见到三八七，就听人家三家从他这边弄得了多年，把他加为是。
such great perception that they were mentioned, and the tanjurdine shindu nyebarka kante dila pemba manduna chidi yanda chowa karagyur so the tal jor tal freedom tal freedom jor richness receptacles or richness there's sometimes translated leisure something doesn't make clear one time I was checking what there was what wasn't clear translation there. So however jorwa richness or what is received got received, you know. So the eight freedom ten richness, you see. So extremely difficult to find this again. We have received now, but it's extremely difficult to find this again. So this is just about once. This is just about once. We have this just about once in the life. From the life to life, you see, it's just about once. So that so this is very useful to have this awareness in our daily life. This, you see, this precious human body, first of all, and this especially the eight qualified eight freedom tensions, just about once that I have this. So that just that word, just about once. So it's so important to have mindfulness in this. Then you see, just about once. So then you see, you don't want to waste your life. You don't want to become. You don't do any meaningless actions at all. You see, always you want to make your actions meaningful. Dharma. So always it is much. You see. So whatever you do, we don't waste life. We do meaningless actions, and whatever you want to do, we want to make meaningful. Whatever you do, see. So that dharma. Then most important, the bodhicitta. Live life with bodhicitta. So one thing I forgot to mention before. I mentioned the Namadishas, but I did not complete. So now I remember I did not finish. I have to go back and start again. So anyway, so one thing I mentioned before was the compassion. So anyway, so one thing what beautifies the life is the your compassion to others. So so if you even you basically down, see, in your life, see, even you are not maintaining on lamrim every day, but even unable to do that, but of course must try. But even unable to do that, and then even the practices, you know, recitation mantras, prayers, even must do that. But even what you can, but even unable to do that. But the very last thing in the life is compassion. The very last thing, what you practice, what you should must attend for is compassion to other sentient beings as much as possible. So that's the bottom. This is the very so when you do that, then sentient beings in daily life, sentient beings don't receive harm. Your family don't receive harm from you. You see, the animals around you, they don't receive harm from you. Your family members, you know, people, human beings who are near you, they don't receive harm from you. With your body, speech, mind, they don't receive harm from you if you generate compassion. So, and so anybody in the world, see, they don't receive harm from you as much. More you develop compassion, less harm others receive, and more benefit others receive. And not only you don't harm others, but benefit others, more benefit others. You need to develop more compassion, so that. So, so my advice, or how I say, that you see, even those daily prayers, even unable to do. But the last thing is, must practice compassion in daily life. You see. Try to live with compassion as much as possible, so that must do. So then this way, when you do that, and then you see the sentient being, number of sentient beings who are in different universes, who are in this world, and in the same country, in the area, in your neighbor, your neighbors, your families, and, yeah, so... So don't receive harm directly or indirectly. So then they get receive much benefit from you. You see, so like that you see. So many sentient beings, they receive so much. They don't receive harm from you. As much less harm from you, more you develop compassion, and so much benefit they receive from you. So that's. That's the bottom, that's extremely essential. So that is. So that. That's. Then you see, if you practice compassion, even you try as those others as much as possible, but you see, but somehow, you know, family members, children, so forth, and many things, even you are unable to do. Try, but however, live life with compassion to others. It's very, very important. Then this way, daily life, many sentient beings, they receive happiness. They don't receive harm from you, and they receive happiness from you. So, and including animals. So it makes life really wonderful. That is the practicing Buddhism. That's the heart of Buddhism, heart of Buddha Dharma, and compassion to sentient beings. So, what differentiates other religion from Buddhism? By giving shelter to the homeless people, food for those who don't have food, or there's other religion also do that. So, especially Christianity, you see that. But here, what other religions do not do, and what a particular special quality of Buddhism is that generate compassion to every single sentient being. Nobody is left out. No one single ant is left out. No one single person is left out. And no one single fish. Tiniest fish, big fish, mountains, whatever, nobody's left out. See, to everyone, every single mosquitoes, no one is left out.
No one insects left out. You see, only you can see through machines. You can't see with the eye, but through, even though nobody is left out. Anybody with mind, anybody who is suffering, compassion to every single sentient being. So that's what special Buddhism. You see, what differentiates other religions from Buddhism is then, and here Buddhism is general compassion. See, to every single sentient being. So that's why it's involved to not harm sentient being and to that benefit sentient beings. To not harm and benefit sentient beings. So that's why to not harm sentient being, you see. In order to benefit sentient being, then you have to stop harming them. If you cannot stop harm, you can't benefit sentient beings. So the foundation is to not harm other sentient beings. For example, in Christianity, you see, it says that pigs and goats have the fish, you know, given by God for human being to eat. Their compassion is very, very, very small, very partial, very small compassion for only the poor, sick people. You see, it doesn't say compassion for the rich people. It doesn't say compassion for rich people. You see. Only for the sick, or only those who are poor. So, and then that's only human beings. No compassion to animals. You see. And there's of course hell, Nara beings. There's the compassion. I mean the Preta beings, the Sura, all that. So many sentient beings. Number of sentient beings, different type left out. So that compassion is very, very limited. You see. So that's what I meant to mention before, but that is then if you have compassion, makes the person good human being. Or somebody doing a lot of prayer, going to temple, you know, doing a lot of pujas, a lot of prayers, but very bad heart, but very selfish mind, very bad heart, very bad mind, and very, very, very impatient, and very bad, you see. To a sentient being, very bad, you know. So then the lack of compassion, you see. So that human being looking kind of religious, but cold towards human beings. But how is it cold or how is it cold? Hot, maybe hot to the sentient beings. So hot temper to the sentient beings. So that's not really what pleases the Buddha. What pleases the Buddha is, who has more compassion, generates compassion to a sentient being, who cares for sentient beings. That is what pleases the Buddha. That's what pleases the Buddha. See, not the chant or mantra or prayer itself. See, the compassion. The mind which cares sentient beings, other sentient beings, okay, the concern they want to achieve happiness for them, concern their suffering. So what pleases the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, that. So what makes a beautiful person, man or woman, child or older person, wonderful person, as when you if you practice compassion to others, and then say so that's so then that good-hearted person, everybody likes to that good-hearted person. Everybody wants to help. Everybody prays to that person, and you see, everybody wants to help that person. So like that, you see. so yeah, so even though that person doesn't motivate that way, doesn't think that way, on you see, his whatever he does is unconditional, not conditional, unconditional. You see, compassion, loving kindness. Then you see, with that quality, then you see, then one can do the prayers or the mantras or the rest of the practices. And then then makes very powerful with compassion. Then the prayers are very powerful. Purification, correct marriage, everything is very powerful. So, and become cause of enlightenment because you do the compassion towards and things. Okay? So that, but see that. So the here. So what I was saying. So the, even though the material Buddha generated bodhicitta earlier, became Bodhisattva much earlier before Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, but then Shakyamuni Buddha achieved enlightenment earlier before material Buddha. It's because Shakyamuni Buddha's compassion is stronger than the material Buddha's compassion. Bodhicitta is stronger than material Buddha's bodhicitta, so that when they saw the five tiger family dying of starvation, both of them they saw when they were Bodhisattva. Then they went back to home together. And then Shakyamuni Buddha, Bodhisattva, who was Bodhisattva before, then came alone back to the where there were five tigers dying of starvation in Nama Buddha. You see, in Nepal on the mountain. Then he gave his body, holy body, charity to the tiger, to five tiger family of tiger salvation. And then, after that, as a connection, after they made that connection, you see, even eating his holy body, but he offered, you see, and then due to that connection, then those five tiger families became born human being and become his, become his disciple, become the next life's Buddha's disciple, and gave teachings. You see, so that, say that Buddha became enlightened earlier than material Buddha, because Guru Shakyamuni Buddha said compassion, bodhicitta is stronger. Everybody bless. Everybody coming to bless. even one follow other religion, even also, not only us here, Buddhists, but even those you know, who follow. Even those who follow other religions, see, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, whatever. So, you know, even practice, even keep the mind, the man practices compassion in the daily life. Then he solves all the problems. Then there's no religious war, you know, in the world. It's solved all the problems. But if then the people in the world receive so much peace and happiness, they don't receive harm. Because you don't do that, and the see, or the say, religion, you see, that I mean, thinking of the sentient beings' happiness, and to not let suffer and to cause them to be happiness, you see. So if you're compassionate, you would think of that. So then, you see, solve the problem. You see, so for so many hundreds of years, fight each other, different sect or different, you see. Yeah. It goes on and all the time for hundreds of years like that. So this doesn't happen. So creating karma again, you see. Creating karma again, you kill them, then you create karma to be killed by them. So it goes on like that. It's endless. So anyway, so then, yeah, then you see something really helps the sentient being, bring happiness to the sentient being. So the really practical, the, solves all these problems, and then you see, so the real, spiritual is practiced. And then, making this, this is just about once, you know, receiving the perfect rebirth, okay? So then, making the best use, okay? Most beneficial, especially bodhicitta. So if you don't create, if you don't accomplish benefit to this life, say, during this life, say, if you don't accomplish benefit, so how can be received and how can be received as perfect image birth in the future lives? No way, impossible. So the highest best benefit and the best outcome, that's the bodhicitta. Then you see, not only receive perfect human rebirth next life, but you see, not only that, then you see, able to say, meet Mahayana teaching next life, be able to practice. Then not only that, then able to be free from oceans of some sort of suffering. quickly, and then not only that, able to achieve the, you know, complete qualities of cessation of all the mistakes of mind grow subtle, then all the realizations, complete qualities of all the realization, when it is the full enlightenment, which one can do perfect work to sentient beings, liberate them from oceans of samsara suffering and bring them to full enlightenment. as quick as possible. See, this is, I mean, if that stronger bodhicitta, then you see achieving Atman Kuga. So, so now to achieve full enlightenment. So the, then that depends on see. That doesn't happen without a cause and conditions. You see, it doesn't happen. So just only praying doesn't happen. So one needs to generate the path to enlightenment, the cause of enlightenment. One needs to generate the path to enlightenment. Path to enlightenment. See, then beginning of the path. Beginning of the path is a, so there's a path, you see, gradual path. the Buddha's teaching, major teaching, Buddha, 84,000 teachings, and there's 84,000 delusions, which are branches of the three portions of the mind, ignorance, anger, attachment. Antidote to that. Then the that all those teachings are imported into the three vehicles, Hinayana and Paramitayana, the Mahayana Paramitayana, then the Mahayana Sikramanta Vajrayana teachings. And those three levels of teachings, because there's different levels and things, different their synonyms for a different level of mind. So there was that. Three different level of teachings. And all these teachings are imported into Lamrim, the gradual path to enlightenment, that was happening from Lama Disha. By writing the Lem of the path to enlightenment, Lem of the path to enlightenment, Changzhu Lamrim. So then the Lamrim title, Lamrim, meaning exists before, but the Lamrim is the title. So the title has happened after that, you see. Lamrim. So what is called Lamrim? So into all the three levels of teachings integrated into Lamrim, the gradual path to enlightenment, which comes in three, gradual path of the higher capable. So to each gradual path of the higher capable being, see, to each enlightenment. Then that depends on the preliminary gradual path of the middle capable being, having that realization. And that depends on the gradual, having realization preliminary gradual path of the lower capable being. And then that starts from beginning of the path is the perfect human body, the qualified 8 freedom 10 richness. So that so what makes to be successful from beginning of the path to enlightenment is by the guru, is guru yoga, the correctly devoting the virtue of friend. With thought and action. So about that, automatically successful from realization, the, from perfect image birth, the from there up to enlightenment is or successful traits, actually all that. As then by the correct guru yoga, correctly devoting the virtuous friend with thought and action. So that's why the devoting the guru, correctly devoting say. correctly devoting with the correctly devoting virtuous friend with thought and action, it's called the root of the path to enlightenment. So if the Chudin Rinpoche used to say in the when Rinpoche gave the teaching at Bajapani Center in America, so the people think main practice is the in the Lamrim outline, it says, you see, Lamjitawa, Singa, Tembe, Tota, then the Lord Chita Jama, Rimbavos. How to devote the virtuous friend, and then the Lord Chita Jama, Rimbavos. By devoting the virtuous friend, how to train the mind in the path of enlightenment. So people think that the second one is more important than the first one, like secondary or something not so important. Main one is the second one. People think like that, but it's wrong. Very much what Rinpoche said is, this root of the path, this to correctly devoting virtuous friend is important as the second then by devoting God, by devoting God to the friend, how to train mind in the path of enlightenment, both are saying how important is equal. And Rinpoche said it's like that. If you put a load over the animal, you see, if it's only one side, it doesn't, it cannot stay, you see, but both sides, you see, put a load, you put only one side, so that, you know, so that means without leaving out the Guru devotion, this looks very strange, you know. You know, the maintaining Guru is Buddha. This looks very strange, you know. Very strange, you see. So then you leave that. You don't accept that, you know. You think it's very strange. And then you do the other part of meditation, you see. So then nothing happens. Or you do only what you like. You don't do the meditation on the sufferings. You don't do meditation Lord of sufferings, or how look at the samsara nature of suffering, how they have to samsara pleasures and nature of suffering. You don't do those things. Only those nice ones you do. Only that comforts you to do, you do it. You know? So anyway, nothing happens. So you see, how many years you didn't they can't achieve renunciation Buddha to the right view, you see. So then, so anyway, so say so success all the from the attaining realization from Pratyamala up to karma, successful realization, or then that depends on the correct word and virtuous friend, you see. This practice and this realization. So then you see, as much as you put effort in this, then you have success. That much as you see the success in those other, the training mind in the path, you have success, you see. So that, so sometimes in the West like that, you see, oh, this is very strange, you know. But the person didn't understand what a purpose and what it means. The practical of Guru Yoga. You mention only ones that you like. You see, that kind of that nice to you. So that. So anyway. So time to stop. So, Katamba Keshe, you say, Katamba Keshe, Putova explained, you see. So the conclusion is that you need realization of Guru devotion. You need realization of Guru devotion, as I mentioned before. So, in order of success, from purpose, made birth of karma, realization of gradual part of the lower key will be in general, gradual part of the middle key will be in general, gradual part of the high key will be to have all those realizations. You see. So the purpose that So then they go to realization. So they, ah, so. So the so as I mentioned, Kadamba Kesepotova, I say, if you don't have faith to the Buddha, if you don't have a devotion to Buddha, So if you don't have a devotion to Buddha, then if you live together with Buddha, doesn't benefit. Kadampa Kesha Buddha said. Example, like the bhikshu, like karma. So you see, like karma, you know, he has more devotion to his Hindu guru. He was a monk. He served Buddha. Buddha's attendant. He served for 23 years. Buddha's attendant. But he never got devotion to Buddha. Always he think Buddha's a liar. Always for 23 years. For he think Buddha's a liar all the time. So whenever Buddha predicted about karma. So he thinks it was a lie, telling a lie. And one thing started because Buddha went for arm. So one girl offered a handful of grain in the Buddha's begging bowl, and then Buddha predicted that due to this karma, you will be Buddha. You will be Buddha. Ten maybe Sanjay. But anyway, you will be Buddha. Buddha also named Buddha. Also Buddha has mentioned. So then he thought, oh, she just offered handful of grain to Buddha. But Buddha made it so big. So Buddha flattered her. He thought the Buddha flattered her. He thought it's very silly, you know. He thought, you see, so he got heresy, Buddha. So of course, offering Buddha, can you imagine the karma? Unbelievable, you know. Even offer one, I mentioned before, offer one grain to even statue Buddha, drawing a Buddha, you see, one grain, how much benefit, you see? So but here she's offering one handful of grain, the Buddha's baking bowl, the actual living Buddha. Can you imagine? The merits, can you imagine? So then he got heresy, you see. Didn't believe what Buddha said. The karma, her action, offering the grain to Buddha, the handful, the result that she will achieve in life. So Buddha has mentioned also name, Tsemi or Sangha, something like that. So anyway, yeah, so like this for 22 years. Didn't have devotion to pay to Buddha. So then you see, he was born then he was born in hell for unlimited eons. So that. then you see, he has more faith to his Hindu guru. So his Hindu guru was sick. So he shouldn't eat sweet, you know. Maybe like diabetes. Anyway, he shouldn't eat sweet, you know. But so Buddha gave him a message. Buddha told him to tell him don't take sweets, you know, or something. what do you call it? This brown, where you produce brown sugar, this tree, this, what? Sugar cane. So, I think it should not take sweets, you see. Sugar. So, then he misunderstood. Then he thought, oh, he should take sweet. Because Buddha is harm. Buddha, he thought Buddha is telling something that which harms him. Something which harms him, so he must take sweet. So Buddha, then he told him to take sweet and he died. He died. And then he was born Pratha, I think. The Hindu teacher was born Pratha. So when Buddha was going in the one tiny, tiny road, you see, so one day, so he was born Pratha and making noise, go, 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 or something like that. Go, 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 something like this in the road. So then Buddha told him, you see, what happened, but he didn't believe, see. So that. So, you see, even though physically he was with the Buddha for 23 years, you understand? He always believed from his side. Even Buddha said enlightened and invisible eons ago. So physically he was 23 years. But he also looked at Buddha liar. So no realization. Nothing happened. So the result, many eons has been lost him. So like that, we see. So, yeah, so that we see. So that's why Sanjay Nila Kuba Mena. If you don't have to worship Buddha, then Sanjay Sanjay Nila Tenja, maybe. If you live with Buddha, you know, it doesn't benefit. Pena Labha Karma Shino. Example, the you know, labor karma. So that shows. So that shows. From our side, we have to put effort. Not seeing Buddha. From outside, you see, from Guru side, you see Buddha from Guru side, no, not that, from you. To see Buddha from your side, to see Guru Buddha from your side. So then, no matter how takes time, months, years, lifetime, how long it takes time. No matter how hard it is, no matter how long it takes time, must practice good work with to make good work meditation to be to say to by looking at Buddha and then result seeing Buddha, you see, from your side. you see, from our side, you see, so that okay. So So the however the essence is the what I normally mentioned. Yona Nyamdo Chichung Kang Jiang, Yona Nyamdo Chawa in Saba, which Mama Tsongaba disciples, which is enlightenment by military by say it in a brief lifetime but different time. There's also monastery in Tibet, Jawa in Saba monastery, Tibet, you see. I got some stone one time, see, this has this something there for the monastery, what they use monastery to keep good luck, I mean for fortune or something. I don't know what, something special. But I invited, what the person gave me this, only if I can help the person to get it in America. but the America become very, very, now it's very difficult to bring. You know, what we used to do in Tibet, what we used to do in the past. So they check the center and all that. So, you know, whether the person is working at the center, you see. So they check. So, also become more difficult to do like before. So they come to the center, then they stay some, then they go to, you know, work other places, you see. So then that become true, you see, what to say to the government, you see. So anyway, so didn't get done that. So then, then the person after some time asked the stone back. anyway, so anyway, so I remember to what I'm talking about, the Ansawa monastery. So this is some special, you see, kind of like a, I don't know how to say. Yeah, I don't know what. I think. He said Chakrasambara, you know, this, the stone means Chakrasambara, holy mind abiding. That's what he said. But anyway, there's some, but I asked Kandala, says some, you know, good luck, some bring good luck, something. Anyway, so Jawa Yansab mentioned that Dona Nyamdo, Chejung Kangjejang, Teba Chejung, Kumbi Tuyimbe, Teba Chejung, Kumbi Tuyimbe. Usually I remember this time I did not remember the last part. So the meaning is, I don't remember the word exactly. So whatever realization, great or small, whatever you are able to generate, that is due to whether you have great devotion to Guru or you have small devotion to Guru. So it depends on that. If you have great devotion, so what it's saying is, if you have great devotion, then great realization. If you have small devotion, that's small realization. Only small realization. Because if you have no devotion, there's no realization. So that's what it means. In short, so the, you know, even there's so much subject, but in short, the really essence of Guru Yoga. In short, means Dona. Dona means in short. Whatever great small realization one generate is due to what you have, a great devotion or small devotion. Teba chichung can be two embeds. So the meaning I remember is so therefore don't look at the guru as a mystic side. So don't look at the guru having mistakes. Only look at quality sides. Only having only qualities. So that not looking at it having mistakes, but looking at it having only qualities. So do this as a heart practice. Do this as a heart practice. Nyamnan deta tildu zimbatam, tamja dinda kengme tachin shows. May I able to keep this as a heart practice and complete this commitment, such this commitment. Tamja dinda kengme tachin. Able to complete this commitment without obstacles. Tamja dinda kengme tachin shows. Yeah, so I think maybe I'll stop there. So the quotation, what I mentioned, you see, yeah, then somebody, what he's saying is, somebody, you see, put palms together and then, lanye tamo jache de chanju dune sempe na chanju dune sempe na cheba dune cheba ba so even put palms together and then jenne bodhi chida then this is a greater offering. Then you see somebody, then you see the Buddha's field. How many Buddha's field? Equal number of the sand grains of the Pacific Ocean, filled with the seven types of jewel, diamond, gold, all these. And then you offer to the Buddhas. So then you offer to the Buddhas, numberless Buddhas. So. Then here, you see somebody put palms together, and you see may achieve enlightenment of second walls and then things. Then you collect, greater merit, and then collect much greater merit than the previous one. the most unbelievable, the offerings, you know. Buddha's field, can you imagine? Buddha's field, Buddha's world. Filled with jewels. Can you imagine? Even one you offer to Buddha, can you imagine? Wow. You know? Now this is equal to number of the sand grains of the Pacific Ocean. Wow. Can you imagine? Yeah. If you think very slowly in details, you know, get the whole idea. Otherwise, you don't feel. It's so much that you don't can really lost to see it. So but then through all the Buddhas. So now here, just simply chanting Buddhism, may achieving enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. Wow, this is unbelievable, greater merit than one before. These offerings are extraordinary, than the previous offerings. Okay. So before I was talking about the making life say most beneficial city. So one thing is bodhicitta. By bodhicitta, you see. So that's it. So you see you have to know. Every time when they do Sangye Chodang, Chodye Chonam La, Chanchu Vado, Dhanan Jaksu Che, Dage Jin So Jive, Dage Jin So Jive, Sunam Jie Drola Penche, Sangye Drola Che. Every time, you don't just chant the words, think of the meaning. So each time when you do that, every practice begins with that. every practice begins with that. So many times in one day, you see. So each time when you do that, when you think of the meaning, you collect, wow, you collect, greater merit than having that much offering to the numberless Buddhas. Can you imagine? So then that tells how you are a lucky person, how you are the most unbelievable fortunate person. You see, by meeting Guru, by meeting Buddha Dharma, Mahayana teachings, Lamrim teachings. So then shows you, then that tells you how you are most fortunate person. Everyday life, you see. so we should take this opportunity. So become the fortunate person, you see, to benefit numberless sentient beings. I say, taking responsibility, liberate them, bring them to enlightenment. Through this by general bodhicitta. Okay, so then. No, Tage Chinye Sabe Kewa De Tendan Dowa Gunla Kambenda Kepara Jesu Lo San Taba Yi Tembe Nyingbo Rindu Sa Zhe Yo Sa Shi Epe Che Chu Shin Men Do Tam Rha Ling Che Nyin De Tien Pa De Mi De Pu Wa Ye Tu Ke Nam Da Shin La Che Wa Yo Ji Sa Na Me Gu Tse Rab De Jin Yin Yang
Jojo, Jabba,
the
Kijo the past, present future merits, material and merits, corrupt and number listening with the Buddhas. May the bodhicitta be actualized with one's heart, in the heart of in all of our heart, including our family members, friendly enemies, dangers. if you haven't, then I say, only if you have, then. So anyway, then they say, they put it a bit generally in the heart of in the heart of all the students, or the heart of all the everyone who came to Amitabha Buddhist Center in the past, who came to do meditation, to Dharma practice, to learn Dharma, Amitabha Buddhist Center in the came to Amitabha Buddhist in the past, who come now, will come in the future, and all the organizers, as well as in the hearts of all the students in the FMT, and all the benefactors who serve the projects, who help the centers, as well as all the people who served the organization in the past, who are serving now, and those who rely on me, whom I promised to pray, whose name is given to me to pray to those, and then the numberless sentient beings, okay, Buddhists to actualize in all their hearts without delay. Second, in whose heart Buddhists are genuinely to increase. May the Buddhists be actualized, especially in the hearts of all the leaders of the world, especially leaders of mainland China and all the population there, and as well as in the hearts of all those countries where with so much suffering, wars and so forth all the time, great difficulties in the country. Buddhists to actualize and know the power of those people's mind and the leaders of this world. Okay, with that, in a second. Changju semjo rinpo che ma je pa na je ju ro che je va nyam me ba ye kong ne kong do pe wa jo. These are the past, present, future merits collected by me, three time merits collected by numberless sentient beings, Buddhas. May the Buddha be actualized in the hearts of everybody who follow different religions. And may everybody in this world live their life only benefiting each other, no harm. Whatever they do, it becomes only a cause of happiness of sentient beings and a cause of enlightenment. Changjo semjo rinpo che ma je pa nam je 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 ba nyam ba me ba ye ko ne ko pe wa jo.
rāve gove ishin amantere yapantangayandevaya maruaya chumvene chere sevaya tenze yanjasoye chave sete patoya tenjoje.
Then prayer to fulfill his son's holy wishes immediately.
Tone
people that's not in Tibet, all the generosity, all the prayers for generosity in the presence of Buddha, Bodhisattva, to actualize the vision.
Dona gombo chenre si wange se che jave chenara kangchen si yonso cha chen mo la kangse pa te san ten dire nyo Chawanze chana peme chela duzi Daso nyinge sunso atame Shen kashin drive Chebe ranyembe gunza Chujo jaso taso insho Mecho seche jave chela atatende Lua me be temba tan ta ke la san ta be tu sa man be tung go en te la nyu ro yo.
Did you all the past, present, future, merit, branches, by me, three, I merit, number is in the name of Buddhas. Then said the everybody in this world and in this, all the students and the support the benefactors in this world, in the organization and all the, those who served the organization past or serving now remove my promise to pray whose name is given to me and so and then everybody all the students in the, who came here in the past who are coming now who are coming in the future. Yeah, I better put a send down the organizers. So they meet the actually the Losang gave them the teaching of the pure wisdom, the unified Tantra, living in pure morality and brave heart doing extensive works for sentient beings and the yoga of the two stages which essence is tantra wisdom and undual bliss and oneness. So complete and slice. And so.
Mejo namdara tsangme chimtang de la je kya se chebe nyingdo che te tong chokit
These are the past, present, future I made it, correct about it, I made it, correct about numbers and things about this. And then I say, oneself, 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 and the students, and the so the I mean, I myself as well, so the students. You see, abiding this universe, world, this world, this country, Singapore, and you see, yeah, then I see, yeah, then a house where you bring, then all those sentient beings living in this universe, the world, and this world, this country, and the house, you see, all those then. They find the faith in the karma, devotion, dharma, sangha, extra bodhicitta, and purify. They need karma, collected from beginningless level, they get purified. Pacify all the suffering of body, mind, and extra, achieving enlightenment as quick as possible. And war, famine, disease, torture, poverty, sickness, dangers, fire, water, earthquakes. Tsunami, that's the answer, may it be peaceful immediately, and may nobody in this world experience all these problems forever. These are the past, present, future, I made it, collected by the by me, three, I made it, collected by the numberless and things with the Buddhas. That which do not exist, exists but do not exist from the sight of is totally empty. May the I who do not exist from the sight of is totally empty. The Lama Tsongkhapa's enlightenment, which is Guru Lama Tsongkhapa's enlightenment, which exists but do not exist from its side, which is totally empty, lead all the sentient beings who exist but do not exist from their own side, who are totally empty, to that Lama Tsongkhapa's enlightenment, which exists but doesn't exist from its side, which is totally empty. By myself alone, who exist but do not exist from a society, who is totally empty. I dedicate all the merits to be able to follow holy excellency Buddha Sivasamata Bhadamaj, which is real. I dedicate all the merits, same way, three times, but Buddha's dedicate the merits. then I'm dedication. These are all the past. But if you made this column, three times, but not blessing the name of the Buddhas. May the FMG, able to spread Lambrum teachings, Buddhama Lambrum teachings, heart of Buddhama, in the hearts of all the sentient beings. To be most beneficial, that's the name of the and then second, the Amata Buddha Center, to be most beneficial to sentient beings, spreading the Lambrum teaching, causing to actualize in the heart of the sentient beings. Then third one, soul, by completely actualizing Lambrum, the gradual power to enlightenment was heart. Then you see, then spread the Lambrum teaching in the heart of the sentient beings. And bring them to enlightenment as quick as possible. Tene re do embe.
Thank you. Good night.